Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is April 11, 2025, and the time is 10:01 a.m. This is day 11 of our hunka session. Congresswoman Rivard, could you please take care of today's prayer?
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Speaker. And Father God, I just thank you and give you all the glory for this beautiful day, Father God, and I just ask that you forgive us for all our sins, Father God, this day, and clear our minds and our hearts and our souls, Father God, that we may accept your love and guidance, Father God. I ask that you be with all of our Osage people, no matter where they are. Please lay healing hands, Father God, on all those suffering any mental illness, addiction, Father God, and be with all of our folks in mourning, Father God. I just pray goodwill towards all, and I love you and thank you for everything you do for us. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Clerk, please take care of the roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox. Second Speaker Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker. Speaker Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. We are now on approval of the journal dated April 10th, 2025. Please take a moment to review.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
It looks like on page, I don't know what page it is, but under ONCR 2513, I believe that is Congresswoman Rivard's resolution for the.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Motion to approve the journal dated April 10th, 2025 as amended.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. The Journal of April 10, 2025 has been approved as amended. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Speaker. Yesterday, the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2551, an act to authorize residual assets in the Capital Asset Fund in the amount of $30,000 to be utilized for the Fairfax Visitor Center project in the amount of $17,000 for pickleball court fencing and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Revard. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Big Horse, Good Fox, and Keene. Next up was ONCR 2508, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $180,000 for the Native American Language Preservation and Maintenance Grant. The sponsor was Congressman Big Horse. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Big Horse, Good Fox, and Keene. The last piece of legislation was ONCR 25-09, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $750,000 for the USDA Community Connect Grant. The sponsor was Congressman Big Horse. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Big Horse, Good Fox, and Keene. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. We are now on introduction of bills and or resolutions. Hearing none, we're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Hearing none, we're now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Hamilton.
ONCA 2545, an act to amend ONCA 2215 to increase the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects for the Museum, Language, and Culture Departments in the amount of $51,230 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2552, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $54,641 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2553, an act to amend ONCA 2470 to authorize IDC Communications to move $20,000 to professional fees and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2558, an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $278,262 of non-tribal funds and to establish alternate effective date. ONCA 2559, an act to amend ONCA 2475 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $404,719 of non-tribal funds and to establish alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Hamilton. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2543, an act to require a resolution of the Osage Nation Congress to make requests to require land in trust status and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none. ONCA 2549, an act to repeal the Master Campus Plan Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? ONCA 2543 and ONCA 2549 will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2551, an act authorized residual assets in the Capital Asset Fund in the amount of $30,000 of to be utilized for the Fairfax Visitor Center project in the amount of $17,000 for pickleball court fencing and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Congresswoman Brevard, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak for or against this legislation? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. I just wanted to remind Congress that this piece of legislation does not affect our unappropriated balance at this time. These are residuals from our capital asset revolving fund, and they're just being earmarked for other projects now based off of the residual balances available. Thank you.
The question is, shall ONCA 2551 pass? Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2551 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2551 will be advanced to enrollment. ONCR 2508, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $180,000 for the Native American Language Preservation and Maintenance Grant. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak for or against ONCR 2508? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCR 2508 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCR 2508 passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCR 2509, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $750,000 for the USDA Community Connect grant. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCR 2509? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time. Thank you.
Clerk, well, the question is, shall ONCR 2509 pass? Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCR 2509 passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices. Congressman Keene.
Speaker, Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment will meet here. Let's go 10:35. Thank you.
Thank you. We're now on adjournment. Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to adjourn until... Motion to adjourn until Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. We are adjourned. Thank you and have a good day.